Chapter 6 and verse 10. This is the Lord's Prayer. He instructs us to pray. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. Verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Matthew 11:11. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. That's the last part of that verse. Amen. Matthew 12:2. Amen. 12:28, excuse me. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come to you. Hallelujah. Matthew 16:28. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Amen. Luke 9:11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. He received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing. Verse 27. This is another paraphrasal of the same statement Jesus made in Matthew. But I tell you the truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And of course, right after that, he took Peter, James, and John up the mountain and was transfigured. And that was a fulfillment of what he had just said. Came to pass in about 8 days after these sayings. He took Peter, James, John, went up to the mountain to pray, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Behold, there talked with him two men, which are Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and two men stood with him. What a day that was. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight for a little bit. Won't hold you long. A kingdom touchdown. I saw the path of the tornado that blew Fredericktown, Missouri away in 1954. Amen. Blew the high school away. And most of the buildings of the city. You could see the path that it took way over toward Alton, Missouri. As you drove across down the highway, you would cross its path. And I declare to you, when that tornado touched down, it left a swath a quarter of a mile wide over hills and valleys and hills that looked like you'd have cleared for a high line. When that tornado touched down and stayed down so long. Amen. I mean, it cleared out the timber and felled everything in its path. Fredericktown, Missouri was so badly damaged that there's another Fredericktown out west. They sent help to them because they were their namesake. They were Fredericktown, and so they sent help to them. Amen. Tonight we need a kingdom touchdown that'll leave a swath ever so wide across our land. Amen. I want you to notice, amen, that Jesus spoke of the kingdom of God touching lives. He said, if I were the finger of God, cast out devils, the kingdom of God has come nigh to you. Touchdown, David. Touchdown, or the kingdom of God has touched down. Praise God. Yeah, he took them up on that high mountain. You know, most tornadoes stay aloft. They never touch down. The sirens blow, amen, and maybe they'll touch down one spot and then go back airborne again. It's when they touch down that they do the damage. Amen. If we ever do much damage to the devil's kingdom, it's going to be because the kingdom of God touched down one more time and stayed down for a while. Oh, it's coming for good after a while, but we need several preliminary appearings. We need several previews, Brother Timothy, amen, of the coming king. We need touchdown, if you please. We call it revival, but you don't have a revival, amen, protracted by a date, amen, that you summon a man to come and preach. The tornado may stay aloft and blow right over. Help my soul. Too many times my meetings, it blew over instead of touching down. Praise God. But a few times I've seen the kingdom touch down. That's why Jesus, in my opinion, told us to pray every day, thy kingdom come. We need a touchdown once in a while. We need previews of heavenly things. He took them up on that high mountain, praise God. And while he prayed, the Bible said his countenance was altered and his garments was white and glistering. Amen. He talked with Moses and Elijah. Hey, touchdown on the mountain. Amen. What a day that was when Jesus was transfigured. It so stirred Peter, James, and John. When they woke up, Peter blurted out, said, it's good for us to be here. Why? The kingdom had touched down. Amen. I want you to know it's aloft tonight. Amen. And the winds are a-blowing. And the clouds are a-gathering. Praise God. We need God in His Shekinah one more time. Praise God. To blow through. Ooh, like that storm that swept over a while ago and blowed leaves off the trees. Blowed everything out and down that was loose. Praise God. And sent a multi-million-dollar rain just in time for some folks. Amen. Let the wind blow. The Bible said they were waiting for something on the day of Pentecost. They had obeyed the Lord. They were not going to leave Jerusalem until the day of Pentecost. Amen. Until the Holy Ghost come. They didn't know whether it'd come on the day of Pentecost or not. Amen. They were to count 7 Sabbaths after the Passover. Amen. That's 49 days in all. And the day after the Sabbath, which was Sunday. That's why Christians go to church on Sunday, folks. Amen. The feast of Pentecost came the day after the Sabbath. You see, the Sabbath was a red light. Amen. But the day after, the light turned green. Amen. The Sabbath, they could eat no leavened bread, praise God. But in the feast of Pentecost, they could eat leavened bread, praise God. What was it? Amen. The church, vitally filled with the Holy Ghost and empowered from heaven, was to go out into the world and reach the masses for the glory of God. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, Amen. The Bible said that the Holy Ghost filled the house as a mighty rushing wind. If it was aloft before, praise God, in that upper room in Jerusalem, hallelujah, that was a touchdown. Amen. Lightning flashed and tongues of fire set upon each of them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance as they staggered out of the upper room and down the street. It's not very far. They say scholars have argued whether they were in the upper room or in the temple. Hey, they were in both of them. The upper room got too small to contain them after a while. It's not that far down the hill from David's Zion unto the temple area. Praise God. Amen. The flood was there anyway. And the multitude flowed with staggering apostles, staggering saints, filled with the Holy Ghost. And they marveled, hallelujah, as they reeled under God's wind. I said, what is this? Some said, I think they're drunk with new wine. Amen. But Peter corrected that error. Said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. See, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning and you can't get drunk that quick. Amen. This is that, he said, which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. Jesus knew the cloud was aloft. Jesus knew the winds were blowing. Jesus knew the drift of the time, the weather forecast. Forecast severe weather to the devil's kingdom. Demons listened in. Amen. Said, severe weather. Get ready to take cover. Praise God. There's a tornado then sighted with the rumble of a freight train. Glory to God. A mighty rushing wind filled the house and shook the upper room. Ew! What was it? It was touchdown in Jerusalem. Amen. Tornadoes have been known to suck ponds dry and dump the fish, tadpoles and everything else on a high hill somewhere. Amen. Farmers came along and walking through the woods and found a fish flopping in the woods. Didn't know how it got there. Amen. Tornadoes suck pond dry. Hallelujah. Transport him. Hallelujah. Woo! You say, well, if we could just get enough people together, we'd have it all. We'd have a kingdom touchdown. Amen. Don't take very many. Amen. Philip was bid to leave that great revival in Samaria and go down into the desert by himself, alone. It was more lonely than Llewellyn, Kentucky, where I was this week. Amen. There's no payphone to call home. Amen. No phone. No phone, period. Amen. Well, they had phones in their houses, but I wasn't in their houses. Amen. And amen. Philip, he goes down in the desert on the way down through the Gaza Strip. He finds another lonely man reading the prophet of Isaiah. Praise God. And he said, understandest thou? The Spirit bade him to join himself to that man. Amen. Glory to God. And whoo, what a revival they had. Philip preached, and the Ethiopian eunuch said, here's water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? He said, if you believe, if you're ready, amen, we can baptize you. I believe, praise God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I accept him as my Savior. Amen. And Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch went down into the water calling on the name of the Lord, and he baptized him, brother, and heaven kissed the earth. It was touched down in Gaza. Just two people. Oh, there might have been some more. But two people knew the full import of it. When that tornado touched down, it picked Philip up and gave him a ride home. Or to back to civilization anyway. The Bible said he was picked up by the Spirit. Amen. And found at Azotus. Ooh, glory to God. 20 miles away, set him down. Amen. As gentle as grandma's feather bed. Praise God. Amen. With McDonald's, look at him right in the face. Amen. Wendy's. Amen. And Pizza Hut. Glory to God, he's back in civilization. Come on now. Amen. What we want, whether it's 1 or 50 or 250 or 1,000, praise God, we need a kingdom touchdown. The prophet cried, bow down, ye heavens. Jesus told us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We have a kingdom touchdown. Things happen that we waited and longed for a long time. Things happen that we believed God for a long time. Not his situations are unraveled in a moment's time. Heaven touches down. You see, when a tornado comes by, it'll blow straws through a tree. Amen. Boards through trees. The reason is the tornado twists the trees and opened up cracks, and while the cracks open, straw and boards goes through. Then it shuts back up and it looks like it blowed boards right through a tree. Amen. Oh, yeah, impossible things happen when heaven's touched down. All your problem needs is a kingdom touchdown. I don't care how naughty and how difficult it is and how grievous it is. Just one kingdom touchdown. Amen. That's why we're instructed to pray, thy kingdom come. When they were on the Mount of Transfiguration, they got a foretaste of how it's going to be. They got a foretaste, a glimpse of how he's going to look. Amen. And Peter wanted to stay. I wish we could stay. I wish time would stand still sometimes when the kingdom touches down. But it don't. Heavenly storms blow over. Revivals pass. For them to come up on the sea was to distract their attention from John the Baptist, martyrdom. Amen. Anyway, it happened just right. Amen. Oh, the wind started blowing. How the wind blew. How the storm tossed them until they thought they would perish. One time they woke him up asleep in the boat. Another time, he came walking to them on the water. They didn't realize it. He'd been around so long, it kind of took him for granted. He had to rebuke them when they woke him up and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Sometimes we can be blessed so long, we'll take it for granted. We don't realize how well off we are till it's gone. Huh? Amen. But oh, this particular night he went into the mountain to pray. And when the storm came up, they rowed hard. But the winds were contrary. Amen. That morning, the last watch in the morning, amen, the last 3 hours before daylight, praise God, he came walking. Heaven touched down. In the midst of the wind, the king came. Amen, and rebuked the winds. And old Peter got out there and walked on the water. Amen. He got to looking at the waves and he began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus took him by the hand. Amen. And lifted him up. And they walked. Amen. They walked. How wonderful. Praise God. A kingdom touchdown. Hey, it'll happen. We're going to have another one. If the king don't come soon, you'll have another kingdom touchdown if you'll be faithful. If the king don't come soon, the finger of God will cast the devil out again. If the king don't come soon and change it all around for all of us real quick, we'll have another revival. And real revival, folks, is a kingdom touchdown. Hey, if you're praying thy kingdom come, you stay faithful to God, you're going to get it. If you don't get the real thing and go in the rapture and go to heaven, amen, you'll have heaven come down to you. Hallelujah. The storm is aloft tonight. God's people's praying tonight. All over the country they're seeking God tonight. Hey, we're due for another touchdown. We're expecting it. We're looking for it. Blind to be healed. Deaf be healed. Demons cast out. Amen. No struggle. Faith run high. Revival in the land. Difficult situations corrected. Hard cases saved. Amen. We've had a kingdom touchdown. Look at that seat full of new converts back there. Praise God. Coming in every night and praying in the altar. Hallelujah. We've had a kingdom touchdown. We've had a move of God. Amen. I'm looking for another wave to roll in. Raise your hands and praise God for what He's going to do and what He's already done. Father, take this service and make it count for heaven and for eternity. I pray in the great lovely name of Jesus. While heads are bowed and people are praying for a kingdom touchdown, for God to draw near to some soul tonight. Is there somebody here that's not saved yet? And you'd raise your hand and say, pray for me that I'll be saved and I'll be ready for it when it comes. Whether it's a touchdown or whether the kingdom comes. The King comes to take us with Him.